Previously on Algoa FM.
Let's talk penguins. Who doesn't love penguins? The problem is that we've got to look after them. So there is a group called SANCOB, the Southern African Foundation for the Conservation of Coastal Birds. Perhaps you've heard of them. Many of us have. And did you know that you can play a part with them in helping the penguins? Today from SANCOB, Jessica van Dijk, the marketing and events coordinator from SANCOB. It's nice to see you. We start on the sort of back foot here going, it's wonderful to look after penguins, but there's a really serious reason why the population's in decline.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for having me and thank you for having SANCOB. Let's start from the beginning. So SANCOB was established in 1968 and is an internationally recognized NPO. Our main objective is to reverse the decline of seabird populations throughout the conservation, especially species such as the critically endangered African penguin and the endangered Cape Gannet and Cape Cormorant.
Yeah, absolutely. We take them for granted, but it's not automatic that they'll be fine. We have to play a role in that in the current environment. Now, you guys play a crucial role in rescuing and then rehabilitating, because it doesn't help if the bird is not okay. That's, and then you just, yeah, put it straight back in the sea. So how do fundraising efforts help you in this work? I can see you leafing through the money. That's how much people must donate.
Yes. So on the support side, as an NPO organization, we do completely rely on donations, whether financial or in-kind, to allow us to continue our rehabilitation work. If any company or individual would like to make a donation, you can contact me on jessicavd@sancov.co.za. Also, You can adopt a penguin.
I've been waiting for this because I heard about that and I wanted to ask you. So how does it work if you adopt a penguin? Do you get some proof of it? What do you need to do? How does it work?
So I would advise, if you are thinking of adopting a penguin, come to the center.
Mm-hmm.
We do guided tours. We've got a perky penguin cafe.
It's amazing. Super, I've been there.
Super toasty.
Delicious.
Come and pick a penguin, mm-hmm, that you would like to adopt. The certificate is valid for 1 year and it's a once-off payment. You also get a certificate.
Okay, and the main thing is you don't let people take them home because those guys are cute but nippy.
They will bite you.
I was told this by someone who looks after them, you know, like one of the people who actually gets in there with them. So you want the love. You want to know that you're helping by adopting this penguin. And you don't get to name them like at SANCOB, but you can go home and say, yes, Mac Flappy, that's how we call him. You know, he's the one over there. Yeah, so, or she.
Yeah, so the home penguins, the permanent residents, mm-hmm, that will stay with us forever due to blindness,
sure,
or anything like that, they have names given to,
okay,
them by previous volunteers.
And those names can stay because they're not going away.
Yes. Mm. Our rehab birds, those you can name.
Yeah, but the good news is they're on their way. They're getting back into the wild. Yeah, that's amazing.
Rescue and release.
Oh, I love it. Okay, cool. And there's no limit on what you can name them. You know what I mean? In your own home. You can't name them inside jokes. Everyone else doesn't know what they're about. Now, if someone wants to help, you mentioned the in-kind thing. So that means if I eat raw fish frequently and I want to give up a lunch, I can donate the fish. Jokes aside, though, what sort of things can people do to get involved?
Okay, so as mentioned, the donations, financial donations, partnerships with SANCOB. We've got many projects running at times. And then just in-kind. I mean, in-kind can range from freezers to anything that the rehab team needs, operations, logistical.
Yeah. So you're listening and you've got a business that supplies these kind of, appliances.
Yeah.
We often don't think about that.
Absolutely.
Because if we donate money and you need that, then you go and you buy it with that money. And if I happen to have that thing in my business and, I obviously pay a cost price for it, blah, 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 I could donate that instead of donating the money and you come back and buy it.
Yeah. So the donations gets allocated to where it needs to. So.
Yes. Probably in an order.
Absolutely.
So you guys are also involved very much in education. Who goes to the schools and things? How does that work?
Okay, so SANCOB has a dedicated education team that focuses on creating awareness about the many threats facing our seabirds. Mm-hmm. We've got several lessons planned on offer and reach a vast demographic of learners and adapt. So we can go to schools mm-hmm. and schools come to us.
All right. So if they're listening, they can get hold of you.
Absolutely.
All right. And then lastly, I've experienced it myself where, you know, visitors from Joburg and the family, you know, the ones who always come and say, oh, you've got a spare room, eh? Like, we come in here. So one of the things you can do is visit Sandkop. It's a beautiful area. And that fee that you pay, that entrance fee, it's not like getting on a roller coaster where you're paying and it's a business or whatever. It's yours is more than just a business. That money actually goes towards helping conserve and save more of those birds.
Definitely. I mean, we rely so much on the public to come to the center.
And you can buy fluffy penguins there as well.
There's many things in the shops you can
buy. I did too. I mean, for someone as a gift is what I'm saying. Yeah. All right. So where do people, do you have like online pages and things?
Yes, we've got a Facebook page, but I think, you know, for our area, it would be best to email us, phone us, come to the center.
Just punch it in and hit some directions.
Cape Receive, just on Marine Drive, popping.
Yep, absolutely. All right, Jessica van Dijk, Marketing and Events Coordinator at Sandkop. We look forward to hearing more about the penguins in days to come.
Thank you very much.
Your digital library experience. Podcasts from algoafm.co.za.